Once during a court session that was getting very loud, the presiding judge pounded his gavel and announced, "Folks, we're going to have to be quieter. I've had to convict the last five men without hearing a word of testimony." While the story is funny and fictional, the truth is courts, judges, and juries don't always get it right. The greatest case of wrongful conviction involved the trials of Jesus prior to his crucifixion. How ironic that this cruelest of all wrongful convictions gave mankind the opportunity to avoid being rightfully convicted and eternally condemned as sinners before God. Without Christ's sacrifice, all mankind would be under the eternal condemnation of sin. The greatest tragedy of all, however, is man's failure to respond to that sacrifice by obedient faith in the one who died in his stead. I'm Jim Dearman.